50 years after the final Harry Potter book, Harry Potter is now headmaster of Hogwarts, ready to usher in a brand new generation of witches and wizards. My name's Radio Mike, and I love Harry Potter. In fact, I love Harry Potter so much that when I was a kid, I wrote a series of 7 Harry Potter fan fiction novels. This is book 3 in that series. Welcome to Harry Potter and the Commentors from Azkaban. Everyone, welcome to Harry Potter and the Boys, a fan fiction podcast by me, Radio Mike, book 3, Harry Potter and the Commentors from Azkaban. Sam Garlip is laughing like Kelly Clarkson.
Are you sure it's Harry Potter, the Commentors?
Harry Potter's.
The Commentors. You're like, it's Harry Potter and,
what's
he doing this time?
Actually, funnily enough.
Harry Potter's and the Commentors of, yeah.
I was supposed to bring this up, at the live show, the opening that we played, I accidentally played the opening to the last book. Did you pick that?
I don't think I picked it up at the time, but I think I must have heard it at some point. Yeah. Or maybe you just told me about it.
Yeah. The reason I brought up Kelly Clarkson quite randomly, the Patreons.
No need to explain.
Random. Well, yeah. If you're on Patreon, patreon.com/HarryPotterandTheBoys, sign up because you get full video versions, but you also get the audio version with about 10 minutes of extra content at the start where me and Sam talk about juicy stuff that you wouldn't hear anywhere else.
I'd like to see people, Patreons or whoever, are watching the full video. Like, you know, are you watching it on your phone? Are you watching it on
TV.
On your TV? If we're on your TV, Jesus, we could be on someone's TV.
We could be like Kelly
right
Clarkson.
Now.
Because as we learned on the Patreon bonus,
Kelly Clarkson has
a TV show.
She has her own TV show.
Yeah, Kelly Clarkson. There you go.
I should just kind of do it for the week, won't it? All right, thanks everyone. Goodbye, Hamoras.
Can I say, I think the Patreon chat that we just had was some of the strongest we've ever had.
It was a good chat.
It was a good chat.
It was good fun.
Because sometimes we're like, oh no, what are we going to do on the Patreon?
No, we love the Patreon.
Yeah.
Keep signing up. But you haven't mentioned yet, I'm wearing my...
I did notice that. You have come in wearing a Hogwarts t-shirt.
Yeah.
That's cool. Where'd you get that?
Online somewhere.
Great.
I wore it to the live show.
Yes.
Because we both said we'd wear Harry Potter related things.
I forgot. The
second time in a row, you just wore plain clothes, put no effort in.
I know. Insane.
But I just thought get in the zone.
It looks
Hogwarts
great.
T-shirt.
Yeah.
I was going to opt for a, you know, because you can get specific house.
Yes.
Ones, but I don't want to divide. I wanted the whole...
Hogwarts is one place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If there was an expelled house one, I'd get that.
You know what I think? Like, we should get expelled house.
We should make
house
an expelled
shirts.
House. Yeah. Yeah.
In like all the Harry Potter worlds and Harry Potter, like, as in like the theme parks and the museums and shit, there's always obviously a store at the other end, like where you can buy shit.
Yeah. And it's always like really affordable.
No, have you been to the supermarket? Patreons will get that.
I just forgot.
The Patreons are losing their shit at this. They're like, oh, we get it. And all the normal listeners are like, I've got to get on the Patreon. I'm going to sign up now at patreon.com.
The normal listeners are saying, please stop talking about the Patreon. I just want to listen to this podcast.
Well, this is the podcast, baby. So you... Basically what I've learned, because the first time I went to Harry Potter World at Universal Studios in Osaka, which was nearly 10 years ago, I like was in heaven. Like, and I spent so much money.
Mm.
And what I realize now, because when we were at the Harry Potter studio tour in London, we walked through the store and Claire's like, are you going to buy anything? And I was just like, no, because I know all of this shit is pointless Harry Potter branded shit that just collects dust on a shelf. And I've got a lot of stuff that just collects stuff
you
on a shelf.
You do.
Yeah.
You really do, actually.
I do not need a Ravenclaw pen or a Slytherin keychain because I'm never going to use it and it costs $16. And have you been to the supermarket recently?
Really? But I would say that like a pen or a keychain seems... more like you might actually use the pen.
Yes.
Maybe.
Yeah.
If you like, you know, or even a keychain. You've got some things here that I would sub out.
For, yeah.
Like, oh no, is this you guys?
No, this, that, what?
That's Blink 182 Funko Pops. Yeah. That's the most valuable thing in the house.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, this is you.
That's me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah.
You got a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Hey, can I actually.
Sorry, that's not. No, you go.
Can I bring something up? Not Harry Potter related, but reading related.
Okay. We'll put it to the listeners. If you think we are able to bring that up. We don't often go on tangents on this podcast or talk about non-Harry Potter related.
I've been reading this book because Claire was reading it and she told me to read it.
Mm.
And
if it's the subtle art of not giving a fuck.
No, you can't
tell people about it or else it just defeats the purpose. So.
No. And this book, it's called Verity. Have you heard of Verity? I reckon a lot of our listeners would have read Verity.
Okay, no.
And you know how Harry Potter and the Boys has a lot of sex scenes?
Oh, Harry Potter and the Boys. I was thinking about Harry Potter, the regular.
No, my fanfic has a lot of sex scenes. Verity has a lot of sex scenes as well.
Wow.
And like, I've never read anything that has like graphic sex scenes. And it kind of, sometimes it makes me horny. Just a little bit. Like I'm reading it, I'm like, oh my God. And I get why girls love that stuff.
Yeah, I guess of course. Firstly, I would just say that no one's getting that feeling reading Harry Potter and the Books. I'm just going to say that.
No.
Because I'm going to guess it's a little bit more well written in Verity.
It's not that much better written than me. It's like, I slid his cock into
my mouth.
And ran up and down the shelf.
Oh my God.
It's really explicit. I think they call it like clitrature or something
like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And Claire told you to read it just because you'd like it.
Yeah. It's a good story.
Like, but she goes, you're horny.
Yeah.
You'll like it. This. You're a horny guy.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, well, I guess, you know, well, of course it'll get you going.
Yeah.
Before, you know.
But
pornography,
I think
this book.
People were reading, yeah.
There's a whole Friends episode about Rachel's got her sexy books hidden under her bed.
Read one?
I don't know.
Okay.
I have, for funny purposes, been like read other, there are some fucked Harry Potter fanfics. No, not fucked.
But yeah.
They're the same
wacky,
as this.
Wacky, yeah.
Oh, there's one about, and it's like, oh, I don't know, it's like Snape and Hermione or something.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
Well, yeah.
Anyway, I do have one other thing.
Oh, yeah, great.
Also
oh, yeah.
not Harry Potter related, but obviously over the past couple of weeks, the Il Globo has been a topic of discussion on the show.
Oh, the Il Globo. I love it. So the Il Globo, to me, is a newspaper that your nonna gets delivered.
Yeah.
And it is an Italian newspaper, but it's in Italian.
Yeah.
It's based in Australia,
yep.
but it reports on international,
yeah,
it's but also the Melbourne.
It's the world. Global means world.
Yeah, but okay.
Now,
am I seeing what I think I'm seeing?
So I head to Nonna's the other day, and what do I find? Because this is going to blow your mind. I've stood up out of frame.
What is this?
The Global is exactly as you described, and you would think, well, that's a very niche market, you know? I'm shocked to discover my nonna no longer reads the Il Globo.
No.
She reads the competing paper,
no.
the Il Progresso.
the Il Progresso.
Which is like also an Australian-Italian newspaper covering world events in Italian for Australian Italians.
This is so... How is there more than one? Also, it's a newspaper. It is... just printed on normal paper. It's not
A4 paper.
In fact, I thought it was
gloss paper.
Embossed. But there's actually literally, it could be any more Italian. There's some spaghetti sauce. There is literally pasta sauce on it. Does it come like that?
No.
That is amazing.
But yeah.
There's a bit of one that you can lick it.
It's scratch and sniff.
Oh my God.
Scratch and taste.
Does Il Progresso mean the progress?
I guess it must, yeah. Il Progresso.
Is this the Christmas edition?
It's a Christmas edition.
Buon Natale.
Auguri di Buon Natale e felice anno nuovo ai nostri lettori.
Yes, which of course means the the Happy Christmas
and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Nostri letter.
Nostri letter.
Tonight letter.
So there's two.
This is amazing.
There are two competing Italian papers.
That
the Il Globo and the Il Progresso. Which one are you? That's our poll on Spotify. Are you an Il Globo guy or an Il Progresso?
So these guys,
girl?
I think these guys have come through. I think Il Globo was more old school, and this is the Progressive.
Yeah,
and they've got full color
they're
green.
Full color. Yeah.
Yeah, like, whereas I don't...
What's their front page story at
Christmas? Well, we've got the Sbarra Maloney Costa Un Nuovo Patto Sociale. So there's a party.
New social party in somewhere.
Yeah.
And if anyone speaks Italian well, that'd be good.
Well, I feel like I can. So, yeah, we participated in a... Migliorare
la manovra. They've tried to find the Nuovo Patto Sociale, questo lo slogan.
They were in Santi Apostoli in Rome on the 25th of November.
I love this.
There's also some politics there.
Yeah.
I feel like I can understand. Look, there's a successful Whitaker hub at the new Festival of Italian Festival in Melbourne.
Yeah.
So that is funny. So, yeah, so here we go. We've gone from an international thing in Rome, and then it's got very local Melbourne. Yeah, festival.
New Italian festival in Melbourne. And then the next one is...
What is this? Solar power?
Yeah, what? They're talking solar. You know, they're talking climate. Everything's happening in the Il Progresso.
Except it's... I can see on the big wind farm thing, instead of normal materials, it's all made of spaghetti. Spinning around.
Renewable energy. Look at this, il gender gap nelle pensioni. There's a gender pay gap in pensions.
You know what I find really funny about that?
Yeah.
Is that in Italian, there's obviously no word for gender gap, gender pay gap. That
just
is so
gender
sad.
Gender gap pensioni.
That says a lot, doesn't it?
You know my
Not
nonna,
very progresso
can
at
I,
all.
Can I tell you a quick story about my nonna? Then hopefully you have something Harry Potter related.
I think I did.
So... the Italian government, and sorry this is becoming an Italian podcast, but so the Italian government pays a pension to like any Italian citizen wherever they are in the world, right?
Oh.
So the Italian, what's it called? Like embassy or constituent?
Ambassador.
No. Yeah.
Ambassador.
Like pays my nonna a pension, and it's actually a pension from my grandfather who was in the war. It's a war pension.
Oh.
But in Italy, the next of kin continues to receive the pension.
Oh, that's cool.
But you have to physically go to the Italian embassy to get it, and they give it to you in cash.
What?
And nonna...
What?
Nonna hates it. It's like $80 a year, but they keep ringing her every year saying, you have to come and pick it up. She's like, I don't want it. I don't drive. It's not worth me going all the way for $80. I don't want it. Just take me off the list. But the Italian government's like, we can't take you off the list. You have to come and pick the money up.
Oh my
so
God.
So every year, someone in our family has to drive Nonna to the Italian embassy to pick up $80 cash.
Surely she then gives it to whoever's driven
it. Yeah, pretty much. But like... If she doesn't go pick it up, they just keep ringing her every day. And she's like,
God.
I fucking just don't give it to me. It's not worth it.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
Also kind of cool, she could, you know, be beneficial to be a dual citizen. You get your $80 a year from the Italian government and you get your, you know, $30 a year probably from the Australian government.
And have you been to the supermarket recently?
It's all worth it.
Now, what do you have? What do you have
about? We haven't spoken about Harry Potter yet.
Oh, I've got one more thing.
Yeah, great.
Mum's friend Santa heard the podcast.
How?
She loved it because her son Vince listens.
Oh, good on you, Vince.
She loved
Vince
it.
Vince Vaughn.
Bad Santa.
I just saw that this is just a screenshot of a Ben and Jerry's Harry Potter ice cream.
Ben and Jerry's Berry Potter and the Container of Secrets. That's crazy.
I wonder if it's fake. But
I think it looks pretty fake.
Now with 10% more chocolate frog. Okay, that's fake.
That's fake.
But
that's
crazy. They should make it.
It's love that.
Okay, what? How about this? I saw this. This is cute. This animal shelter sorts its dogs into Hogwarts houses. So happy dogs go to Hufflepuff, don't remember that. Brave dogs go to Gryffindor, smarter dogs go to Ravenclaw, and ambitious and determined dogs are put in Slytherin. Sorting this way helps people adopt the kind of dog they're looking for. They call the program Porgwarts.
I love that. But how do they determine what's the difference between a happy dog?
Sorry, there's a big sound in the room.
A happy dog and an ambitious dog. Yeah, and a brave dog.
It feels like Slytherins are like, Slytherin dogs are like, they bit their last owner, which is why they're here. Hufflepuff ones are the ones that are just dumb.
Yeah.
Surely.
And the Gryffindor dogs are the ones that'll just run across the road and like, not scared of getting hit. Yeah.
Yep. And Ravenclaw ones are probably normal.
Yeah.
Actually, in dog form, I'd probably rather a Ravenclaw than any other dog.
Oh, yeah. I'd love a Hufflepuff dog.
Yeah, but when they're too dumb and just can't, they just run into walls and stuff. And,
I've never had a dog.
I guess I had a dog at dad. Like, dad's had a dog. One of my housemates had a dog for a bit.
Mm. Did you have a dog growing up?
Like dad did. So every second weekend.
You'd see a dog.
We'd have a dog. We'd see that I would walk the dog. And Max, he was good.
But yeah. Some dogs. Max dead now?
Yeah.
Ah, poor Max.
There's a funny story about Max dying. I think I've tried to put this in a show before, but I just was on Facebook one day. This is how boomers use social media. I was on Facebook one day and just saw dad put up some photos of Max at the beach. I thought, oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Maxie, and he goes, and then I see his caption. He goes, 2 months since we lost Maxie.
So you had idea that he died.
What? I was like, yeah, I had no idea. My childhood dog had been dead for 2 months. And I'm like, but is Max dead? And I messaged my sisters. I was like, when are you going to fucking tell me that Max died?
Yeah.
One of my sisters was like, oh, sorry, I thought I told you. He's told me twice. And then my third sister comes in and goes, well, I'm just finding out from this message. So, sorry. So, that's how I found out our dog died. Just so much I'd seen dad since then, didn't mention it.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Yeah.
But when you saw your dad, you weren't like, oh, where's Max? Or was it not in his house?
No, it just wasn't. We just caught up for, him come over.
Coffee or something,
Which was just funny. I mean, I don't know what I don't know. Unless he was taking him around for 2 months when he was dead. Just like,
I love your dad.
Oh.
I've met him. Met him once, but I really like him.
You can.
I think he's a nice guy.
He's great.
Yeah, I like him.
I love my dad too. I think he's a little bit more than you. Well, we're getting dinner tonight. Just dad.
Oh, can I come?
If you want, we're going to get Luxa in Glen Waverley.
Oh, okay. Luxa King or a different place?
No, it's Luxa called, Queen. I think it's called Grand Tofu.
Okay. Interesting. I guess.
Not, is it?
Should we get into the double F or you got anything else?
I think we should. This is an idea for us. Maybe we could next level the podcast at some point.
Okay.
Because
it's Harry Potter podcast.
I just screenshotted this from. There's a place in, maybe you've already gone to this. In Melbourne, there's a magical experience. And witches and wizards enjoy this magical experience.
I have heard of this event.
Is it giving the Willy Wonka experience?
It's not, but have you heard all the controversy around it?
No.
So I don't know where it's happening. Is it happening in the Melbourne Botanical Gardens or something like that?
Okay.
And there is a big vocal group of people who are saying that the lights or whatever they're using in this Harry Potter Forbidden Forest adventure in Melbourne scare away the local animals, the bats and stuff, it kills them and shit, and they're protesting against it. So I don't think we should support the event, even though it's a Harry Potter pod, I probably won't go to it.
I'm just going to quickly ignore what you just said because...
Have you been?
No, I haven't been, but... We do a live podcast
from
the event. But now, I mean, look, listeners, you vote. Do you want to have a fun where we do a podcast from the event and maybe a few bats die? Or do you want to do Mike's idea and never do it and never have fun?
Yeah. Good cop, bad cop kind of vibes.
So up to you. You decide.
All right, let's do the fanfic.
It's kind of like when I said, why didn't you tell me about dad? Why didn't you tell me about our dog Max dying? He goes, well, would you rather have had 2 more months of thinking Max is alive and having fun? Or would you rather your dog be dead? And I thought, well, you've got a good point.
Yeah, but at some point you've got to grieve your dog.
Yeah, but yeah.
Okay.
Mm. Well, I lost that chance. I was like, well, he's gone.
He's gone. Yep. Anyway. So at the end, the end of last chapter was the one where... Derek and Lockie were chatting in the library about the meaning of their lives and stuff like that.
That's right. It was sentimental.
Yeah.
Okay, boring.
And we pick up at chapter 34. Now, Sam, on this podcast, we have this thing where, like, usually when we start the chapter, sorry, we start by reading the title.
I was reading the title.
Can we do that for the listeners? No. Like, no. So we came up with this idea yesterday with Jack Post about like what do Americans sound like on a podcast?
Yeah.
And it's just a lot of like, yeah.
Okay. But let me, if I could just make a point.
That's basically it. It was kind of better in the moment. Anyway, start by reading the chapter. I'm actually going to quickly get a sip of water, but you start.
Chapter 34. The Ghost of the Slave.
Ooh.
I was trying to be a ghost. That was quite good.
Thanks, man.
That was really good, actually.
Ghost of the Slave.
The Slave. Ghost of Dobby.
Mm?
The elf. It's a house elf. He was a slave. Mm. Okay. Well, let's see.
Let's do it.
After his surprisingly sentimental meeting with Derek, Lockie made his way back to the Gryffindor common room, feeling as unsure as ever.
Mm.
Mm, so they didn't really help. Have you been to the supermarket lately? As he kept walking,
Sorry, you go.
As he walked through the hallways of Hogwarts, he kept turning around, hearing a pitter patter of small feet behind him, and wondering what the sound might have been.
Lots of pittering, pattering, pitter pattering,
bit of nittering and nattering,
nitter nattering,
yeah,
tit tattering,
yeah.
Titter tattering.
Tit for tat.
Bit of tit for tat.
I'm gonna keep moving on.
If your name was Tatiana and you went by Tat and you were a lesbian, do you reckon you'd use the pickup line, hey, you got any tit for tat?
Yeah.
You would?
I was
down. You would or they would?
I think Tatiana would.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, first half of that, I was not on board. Then you brought me back. I was like, you know what?
You got any tit for that?
Yeah, I think it should.
I'd use that.
Yeah, I'd use that.
Got any tit for Mike?
Doesn't work as well.
Doesn't work that well, no. Yeah. Anyway. Anyway, let's stop titter-tattering.
Let's do it.
Sorry, that's WhatsApp going off. Oh, cool. My dad, doesn't matter.
I love your dad.
No. Do you really? he's cool.
No, I've only met him maybe once. Each time, he was unable to see anything and continued walking. As he got into his bed and smelled an oozing smell of semen in the air.
We all know that smell.
Okay. Well, yeah, some of us better than others. most likely from Mr. O'Leary's nightly tobating sessions, which, as we learned, Mr. O'Leary does go around and make sure all the boys are tobating every night.
Yeah.
Or something.
Get it all out.
Yeah. He noticed his friends all asleep, not caring about his plight in the slight.
Cutting the hat, tit for tat.
Tit for tat, yeah.
Starting to sound like a Dr. Seuss book.
He gazed to the roof of the common room and drifted to sleep and headed over into dreams.
I'm going to head over into dreams.
Yeah, I've never heard it described that way.
Head over into dreams.
I'm going to go to sleep and just head over to dreams. I'm going to head over into my dreams.
Yeah, I'll head there soon.
Well, like, you don't go to sleep and then you're asleep and go, okay, I've been asleep for a bit. Time to head over into my dreams. Yeah. The dream part of my brain.
Yeah.
Okay.
Crazy.
He dreamed a funny dream. He dreamed a funny dream in that moment. Made no sense, but probably was relevant to the plot.
I dreamed a dream of days gone by. Were you in Les Mis at school?
Yeah.
You were Jean Valjean, weren't you?
No.
Oh, you were
Michael Fernando was.
Oh, Michael Fernando. He pops up a bit in the world of Mike. He's a doctor now. Look at you.
No wonder he was a high achiever.
Yeah, no wonder he was Jean Valjean. Yeah. Look at you. You could never be Jean Valjean.
I could. Sorry. Because and it obviously stuck with me because then when we did my first comedy festival show was called Tres Miserables and it was three of us playing all the characters in Les Mis and in 50 minutes and taking the piss out.
I remember that. And Alice Tovey was in that.
Yeah.
And she's been on this show.
Yeah. And so I recast myself as Jean Valjean.
Oh, there you go.
And I was amazing.
Did Michael Fernando come?
I invited him.
Did you actually?
I invited him every night. I had a seat there just so I could, you know, right in the front row so that if he was there. It was like Phil Collins in the air of the night, you know, a spotlight would come on Michael Fernando and I'd say, who am I? 2, 4, 6, 0, 1. Fuck you, Mike.
Can I actually ask, You know the Phil Collins In the Air Tonight?
Yeah.
What does he do in that song? He like, that you just brought out, brought up?
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
he points, it's about a real event.
Supposedly. It's like he well, Eminem explains it in his song.
Yes, that's what I was, that's
Phil
why
Collins
I was
in the air, and I,
you know
he,
that sound like Phil Collins?
Yeah, yeah.
Where that guy saw that other guy drowning and
could have saved him,
and then he saw him at a show. Yeah, that's like you, Slim.
That's all I know of. And it is essentially, yeah.
Can I just say, Stan, the song by Eminem, has not aged well. And I don't think it even was of good age at the time in which Stan, the character that Eminem creates in that song, murders his partner. Don't you remember? Have you heard
the
song?
Yeah, sorry, Stan. He murders
his partner because Eminem didn't reply to him.
And kills himself.
And then drives off a bridge.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And then at the end, Eminem's like, hey, sorry I didn't get the... Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah.
the song ends with Eminem
writing a letter back to him.
Yeah, and being like, oh, my God, I saw this on the news. Mm-hmm. That was you. And then he just goes, damn.
Yeah. Damn.
So it just goes, on second thought, on second thought, it was you. Damn.
End of song. So, I mean, that should serve as a message... really to celebrities to get back to your fans sooner.
And if I've ever ignored a DM from you, please don't stab me.
Please don't kill anyone or yourselves. Yeah. Well, Lifeline is 1311 14.
Look it up.
I don't think we legally have to tell you that, but we just did anyway.
I think we have to tell you that we're not sure if that's the right number.
I think it is
13, 11, 14.
Yeah. That's either Lifeline or like the Triple M number. So either way, you're going to call.
Triple M's 133353. So
that's it. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Let's keep going. He dreamed.
So he dreamed a funny dream in that moment that made no sense, that was probably relevant to the plot. Oh, you got a text from Claire and I saw it.
I love that.
Yeah, it was nice.
Anyway, let's put this on Do Not Disturb.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Himself and
Gemini. Is this the dream?
This is the dream, I guess. Himself and Gemini were floating through a large, open white room, and sounds of a female voice could be heard in the thunderous echo around them.
this gives me Professor Trelawney kind of vibes.
Yeah. Do you want to do the voice?
Okay. No, you do it. You do it.
Okay. The sounds of a female voice could be heard in the thunderous echo around them. Two minds of one.
Oh, I hate the direction you've gone.
Yeah.
I'm going to drive off a bridge because of this.
Two minds of the one.
Yeah.
Betrayed by all. One side. The other side of one.
Oh.
Two minds of the one. Okay, so it's him and Gemini. Okay, two minds of the... Okay, betrayed by all, one side.
I think it's saying they're twins.
Yeah, okay.
Two minds, yeah.
It continues. Infected by the farts of darkness.
Oh. the farts of darkness.
Yeah, defensive dark farts.
I guess that's the dark farts, yeah.
Infected by the farts of darkness. Betrayal. Death. Two sides of one coin.
Ooh. I like this.
No, I'm glad I went a different... I'm glad that I needed that criticism.
Yeah. And that's all we wanted. That's all Stan needed to hear in the song.
Oh, isn't it?
Hey, Stan, chill out.
Chill out. I mean, you don't... Yeah, so call me. Anyway, don't worry. As in like a... Yeah, don't worry.
Remember when we met in Denver? You said if I wrote to you, you'd write back. I used to have in my Instagram bio...
He's my nephew, man.
That's my little brother, man. He likes you more than I do. We waited in the blistering cold for you.
Four
and you still
hours,
said no.
You just said no.
That's pretty shitty, dude. You're like his fucking idol.
He wants to be just like you, man. He likes you more than I do.
I ain't that mad, though. I don't just like being lied to. Remember when we met in Denver? I used to have in my Instagram bio...
Remember when we met in Denver?
No, it was... My Instagram bio used to be... I met Eminem in Denver and he said if I wrote to him, he'd write back and he didn't. And then a few people would message me like, do you actually meet Eminem?
Oh my God.
I was like, have you heard the fucking song?
But then also then people who have heard the song are like, is Mike going to murder someone and then kill himself? Because that's what that guy does. But it is a good song.
Yeah, it's a great song until the last verse. Yeah. That's when I don't like it.
No.
No, the second last verse.
Yeah, it's pretty
But fun. Then I like the last verse a lot. But the last verse can't happen without the second last verse. So
it takes on a journey. I mean, it's it's like any movie that you see a movie that, and it's got, you know, either domestic violence, murder, and all that stuff. You don't approve of it, but it takes you. You know.
Yes.
So you're allowed to go, wow, that was a song.
Yeah.
That was a song. All right.
Okay.
Two sides of the same coin. He couldn't help but think it all sounded stupid. And in the dream, Gemini crashed into him, knocking onto his point of view.
Oh, so Gemini's like, so I guess like I'm looking at you right now. It'd be like if you were like knocking in my eye.
Sure.
Like my eyes are a camera, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know.
That sounds like a song.
My eyes are a camera.
But like translated from like sweet, like a Swedish star.
Remember when I looked in your eyes and you were a camera? I said that shit just clowning, dog. Come on, how fucked up is you?
Okay. All right. We got to stop.
What is this podcast become?
I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
He couldn't help but think it all sounded stupid. And I think that's what the podcast. Yeah, no. And in the dream, Gemini crashed into him, knocking onto his point of view, screaming, and his point of view smashing like broken glass.
I wonder if like this is a fourth wall reference that like Gemini is trapped in the book and he's trying to get out.
Love it. Know. Yeah. It echoed as Gemini yelled, Lockie! Lockie! Lockie felt helpless. He couldn't respond or do anything. He felt trapped in the dream, unable to act. It seemed that Gemini was speaking in sentences, but Lockie could only make out certain words. Right. Mr. Charger, Vladek, the school, Mr. Charger, disguise, us.
I'm doing the ambience.
Demort.
I wonder what probably the Demort what is.
another word he couldn't.
Sorry, Mr. Charger, disguise, Monsieur Charger.
Oh, yeah.
That's sort of.
Yeah. And another word he couldn't quite make out. It felt muffled. But Lockie wasn't sure he'd heard it before. Something that sounded like building Troy. Building Troy. That's all in one word.
Which makes me think of...
Is this a different iPad cover? Just
Yeah, I got a new, the other one broke. Okay. Sorry.
No, you're right. Just confuse me. Building... Sorry, that's a really important moment of the podcast.
Clearly didn't confuse you until 50 minutes into the show.
I was just coming into more problems than I had before, and I thought, what's going on? Building Troy, all one word, in capitals. Building Troy.
But that's Troy. What he thinks he's hearing.
Yeah. So it's like going to be Gil.
What?
I think it's going to be something. Can I guess it? Or
yeah,
not?
Of course.
Is it Gilderoy?
Oh, like
Lockhart.
Oh yeah.
Oh. Yeah,
because Lockie Lockhart.
Oh, maybe.
I mean, it could be.
Building Troy. Okay, and I've made a prediction. We'll see what happens. It couldn't have been that, but it sounded similar. Oh, no, don't worry. He had heard it before, and he flashed back to book two of this series.
Oh.
When he and Michael were in Mr. Mooney's Shop of Dark Magic.
I do remember that, because remember it was like Mr. Mooney's Shop of Dark Magic, but before it said, the shop said... Mr. Mooney's Dark Magic Shop.
Welcome to Mr. Mooney's Magic Shop of Darkness.
Wasn't there also at the start of this book, was it like Horseshoe Potatoes, Wigs and Disguises or something?
Yeah.
Which does feel like, you know, their disguise, their, because the, anyway, I don't know.
Horseshoe Potatoes,
because I remember Horseshoe Potatoes been mentioned a few times as well.
And that's a character. That's a person.
I guess so, yeah.
Who owns the shop? Or just...
Well, we don't know.
You've been a whole street? Yeah, cool. Book two of this series, when he and Michael, so Lockie and Michael, were in Mr. Mooney's Shop of Dark Magic, and he had overheard Boris Mailman and Mr. Mooney talking about twins, about Clownish Kim Jiri, about building Troy.
So did they say that in that chapter, in book two?
I don't remember.
That's a line.
Yeah, wow.
If anyone remembers... We certainly don't.
And we're not going to check. no, we should. I guess it means whatever it was.
Hopefully
it was planned. I'll just finish this one and then you can. I guess it means whatever it was planned pretty early on.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't have anything back. I was going to make like an M&M rap It's going to be like, hopefully we don't get a letter that's like, you should have checked it. Now you're gone and wrecked it. Remember when you said you... Yeah, something like that. I don't know.
I love it.
Send in a... This week, guys, send in an email to the show in a Stan Eminem style.
Yeah.
You know, Mike and... Hey Mike and dear Sam. Mike and Sam. How are you?
Dear Mike, I reviewed you on Apple Podcasts and you still ain't replying.
I'm Mute-master. Yeah, I'm on the train right now, listening to the podcast. I listen on 2x speed. I can understand it when it goes fast.
Sorry, I thought there was going to be a rhyme in there.
Fast and cast. Podcast and fast. Yeah, anyway. Yeah. You guys are creative. Okay.
Lockie! A scream from Gemini blasted into Lockie's ears, and then he felt something. A presence. Something surrounding him. His eyes burst open. Mm. Floating above his bed, so we're awake, floating above his bed was one of the oddest things he'd ever seen. A ghost, but not of a human, a ghost of a creature of some sort.
Ooh. Ghost of the slave. Sorry, you're just nodding at me. Is that because you're scratching your shoulder?
Yeah, well, I had an itchy shoulder.
That was so awkward. I was like, ghost of the slave, and you're just like,
yeah, well, I had an itchy shoulder and I had to move the microphone. So I just thought, well, I'm not going to speak.
I'll just turn the page.
A ghost of a creature of some sort. It had tennis ball size eyes and a long thing nose like a pencil. And it wasn't Mr. Squiggle.
It's Mr. Squiggle, of course, famous Australian character who's like a puppet with a pencil for a nose.
Yes, and the puppet would then draw something and it would look like nothing. And then at the end, you turn it upside down and you're like, there's a picture.
It would be a squiggle. Well, That's why he was called Mr. Squiggle.
Yeah, it was amazing.
I miss Mr. Squiggle.
Wow. Oh my God. Its ears were like a bat. Oh, no. Its ears were bat-like and its look was idiotic. Hello, smiley face, it said, as it smiled at Lockie. Who are you? Lockie yelled. And the rest of the boys woke up to crowd around Lockie's bed. Sam actually yelled, oh my God, and got out the bug spray and tried to spray the ghost, thinking it was some kind of fucked up giant beetle or something, but didn't work at all. And Tom ends up inhaling a bunch of the bug spray and choking, having to go to the hospital wing, where Madame Pomfrey offered him a happy ending for $40 extra.
Extra. Isn't it a free service? Yeah. It's not like you go to the school nurse and like, yes, it's $48. Yeah. And
sorry.
We can add a little extra. $40.
If you want.
You want a little rub and tug?
You do hate when you inhale the bug spray. But,
oh, hate that.
Oh, gosh.
But the other day, it doesn't matter.
Okay. Sorry. Oh, yeah, I can't believe. I know you, Michael said, looking at the ghost. Are you from Lord of the Rings? Oh, yeah, said Rob. You're Schmeagle.
I actually remember when the first, whenever like, is it Gollum and Smeagol?
Yeah.
Yeah. When Lord of the Rings movies came out and they showed in the trailer Gollum, I remember seeing it and being like, that's such a copy of Dobby.
Oh my God.
They've just copied Dobby, right? And like being like 10 and having no context to the fact that the Lord of the Rings predates Harry Potter.
Yeah, yeah.
But I did think they did look peculiarly similar.
Yeah, they did.
Yes.
Yeah, and then you're that famous, you know, what did it smell? He's like, hey, my precious! You know, a lot of people do impressions.
Hey, my precious! It's also Smeagol. Not spelt correctly. Smeagol.
Yeah.
There's a Pokemon called Smeagol,
well,
and I've spelt it the way they spell that Pokemon. Smeagol, who has a paintbrush on his tail, kind of like Mr. Squiggle has a pencil on his
tail. That's incredible.
It's very random.
Well, as we're just about to... I mean, this is... I'll read it first.
Because Smeagol was a slave to the ring.
So true.
So, yeah.
And this character then says... I'm Dobby, sir.
Oh, I thought it was actually Smeagol.
The ghost of Dobby, sir. Is that how Dobby speaks? That's good. Yeah. The ghost of Dobby, the house elf, responded to him. So that's what I predicted.
Great work.
Isn't that kind of... Is that obvious?
I don't know. I think you're great.
The ghost of the slave? And yeah. I guessed it was
Sounds
Dobby?
Like a Lord of the Rings movie.
Yeah, but
the Lord of the Rings, the ghost of the slave.
It sounds more or like a Mission Impossible 3.
Really?
The ghost of, well, they've got Ghost Protocol.
Ghost Protocol. I think, yeah.
Ghost of the Slave. Yeah, okay. Oh.
Sounds like some abstract teen fiction fantasy.
Yeah. But it's not the first. To me, the ghost of the slave is the subline, though. It'd be like you know, Hunger Games, the ghost of the slave.
Yeah. Home Alone 3, the ghost of the
slave. Yeah, Artemis Fowl. Fowl. Yeah, what is that?
Artemis Fowl. My brother used to love
is
Artemis
that real?
Fowl. Yeah. Artemis Fowl by Oyin Colfer.
How did that come in my brain? I have no idea what it is.
Artemis Fowl.
Artemis Fowl, the ghost of the
Alex
slave.
Rider. Remember Alex Rider? Remember. Stormbreaker?
Yep.
What else is there? Alex. Don't. Oh, the iPad.
You're fucking joking me. The iPad's dead. Oh my God.
We'll revert to the laptop. We will. We've been talking so much of the iPad. Actually run out.
So matches. We sorry guys, there won't be a chapter today. I'll tell the children. oh my God.
Sorry guys.
Sorry, well we've probably been waffling on, I guess.
Where are we? Where are you? And I'm
so sorry.
I cannot sleep. I cannot dream tonight. Here we are. Yeah, cool.
Okay.
Sorry, back to the laptop. Good thing we've got a backup.
Yep.
Sorry about that. Let's increase the brightness. You do you. However you want it.
Okay. Okay. I'm Dobby, sir. Yep. And then, remind us, said Luke.
Remind us.
From the Chamber of Secrets, said Dobby. I don't know why I went British there. Too British. Oh, I guess he is. Some of the boys actually hadn't read the other Harry Potter books before. So, before they got the roles in. Hang on, wait, let me stop. Some of the boys actually hadn't read the other Harry Potter books before they got the roles in this book. So often they were just pretending.
I love that.
So this implied, were they all auditioned for this?
We're not familiar with, we haven't read those books.
It kind of implies
they're actors.
Yeah, they're actors. Yeah. Oh, yep, said Rob. So what are you doing here?
Dobby came to warn Lockie Lockhart and friends of a plot. A plot to make most terrible things happen at Hogwarts.
Dobby's ghost said.
That's very Dobby.
Yeah, a warning, yeah. The boys couldn't help but notice that the ghost of Dobby was naked. And you could actually see his dick bobbing up and down. It was a small dick, but noble and circumcised.
That reminds me of Crazy Frog.
Yes.
I'm getting Crazy Frog.
Yeah, yeah. I think that is probably exactly what's...
Just picturing Dobby's dick.
Dobby and ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding. What's going on?
Oh my God. Bang, bang. Okay.
Who do you think did it worse? So Crazy Frog just stole the song Axel F. You know the song Axel F, right?
Yeah.
From Beverly Hills Cop. That's do-do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And then the guys, whoever made Crazy Frog, just stole that song and put ding, ding, right?
Yeah.
Timbaland stole Apologize by One Republic, and he just added, yeah. You know,
was that actually it?
I'm pretty sure he adds like a drum beat, and then it's like,
yeah.
It's too late to apologize, it's too late. And then Timbaland goes, yeah.
I didn't realize that was the Timbaland. Yeah, wow.
Yeah. Anyway.
And then they also use the Crazy Frog song. That's also on the Hog's Breath Cafe ads.
What?
Isn't it?
Oh, Axel F.
Yeah.
Ah. Cool.
Anyway. What terrible things. Who's plotting them? Said Tom.
My sock. Where is my sock?
Dobby said. Oh.
Dobby's a bit loopy.
The boys looked around. They all took their socks off, which were crusting from the wiping up of cum from the debating session. Horrible. Horrible stuff.
No, Harry Potter. Harry Potter gave Dobby a sock. Dobby became free. Where is my sock?
Dobby said. We don't know. This is a shoe, Tom said, holding up a ladder. This is a shoe, Tom said, holding up a ladder. Fucking hell. Dobby climbed the ladder. Again, he's a ghost.
He's a ghost.
Lockie Lockhart is in danger. Lockie Lockhart, Gemini Jones, danger. Remember my book. Remember my book?
The ghost. So is he saying remember Chamber of Secrets?
Maybe.
Because the book.
Or maybe Dobby, you know, wrote, went into writing. You know,
went into writing books.
Yeah, wrote a children's book about, yeah.
Because last book, Team Wizard Tournament, started very Goblet of Fire, ended up being a bit Chamber of Secrets.
Yeah, now we're getting.
It's just interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Now we're getting a bit of Chamber of Secrets in book three.
Yeah, yeah. The ghost of Dobby said, oh, that's what the ghost of Dobby said, as it began doing karate chop motions and almost appeared as though it was glitching out somehow. it then began vomiting profusely, and they took it to the hospital wing where Madame Pomfrey offered it a happy ending for $50 extra.
So she's $10 of inflation within 5 minutes.
She's looked at Dobby and gone,
No, I reckon she didn't get... Tom didn't want the happy ending, but she needs to make a bunch of money, so she's now upped the price,
okay, gotcha.
Hoping she can get Dobby.
Gotcha, okay.
Anyway.
Moving on. Someone just explain what's going on, Luke yelled at the camera.
This is weird.
The ghost of Dobby clicked his fingers, and the group was suddenly teleported to what appeared to be a graveyard in Godric's Hollow. How? How does Dobby the ghost have this?
Don't know.
They were standing in front of a grave. It says, here lies Jordan Borden. Taken too soon. Murdered. Definitely didn't fake his own death. Absolutely would not do that. Jordan, if you can see this, have you seen the remote?
On his grave.
That's the last line of his tombstone, it says. They instantly teleported back to the hospital wing where Madame Pomfrey offered them happy endings for $30 extra.
Oh, now she's gone back
down. Everything must go. Closing out.
Everything must go, Sale.
Things can be deceiving. Bye.
Wow.
The ghost of Dobby disappeared. Wow.
Wow.
Oh, but then the boys looked under the bed and he was actually just there hiding.
Oh.
It ran out of the room when they saw him. I can't believe we met Smeagol from Lord of the Rings, Rob said. We should have asked his autograph, Michael said. The door to the hospital wing opened and Cheeseman Damo entered with Monsieur Chargeur by his side. Lockie ran straight up to Monsieur Chargeur, yelling in his face. And I feel like this is going to be just one of those scenes we see constantly, which is just them accusing. Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
You! What do you have planned? What are you going to do? Lockie yelled. Where is Gemini, Mr. Charger? Where is he?
Can I be Monsieur Chargeur?
Of course.
I haven't done him before, I don't think.
Yeah.
For the last time, I am sick of saying this.
We're sick of reading it.
I am not Mr. Charger. I am Monsieur Charger. I am simply a Frenchman going about his business. Leave me alone.
Monsieur Charger said, on the verge of tears. You know, I'm starting to believe him. I'm starting to feel bad for this guy.
He's just being falsely accused. Yeah.
Cheeseman Damo spoke to the boys calmly. Boys, I feel as though Monsieur Chargeur has made himself very clear. Now off to bed, all of you. We need this room for making out. Yes, for making out with each other in a gay way.
Si, si, un méthode de homosexuales.
Monsieur Chargeur responded. Is that even French?
Well, C is Italian.
Yeah, and we've got an umlaut above the U. That can't be.
That's definitely not French or Italian.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is a twist in this book, so read carefully, and may God have mercy on you all. And that's the end of the chapter. Like, that's not it's not really... Yeah, wow.
So, like, I feel like this whole book is just, like, playing with what we expect to happen based on previous books, but then being like, well, no, like, read carefully. I don't know what it's about, to be honest.
So, and it keeps saying there's going to be a twist, but was that in the last book as well?
Last book they were saying there'd be a twist, and there was.
Okay, yeah. Well, so it's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know. Kind of blacked out for a bit during that.
Yep.
No one gets that. No one understands.
So, Sam, you've got a Comedy Fest show.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about it. Don't act like you forgot about it.
Yeah, my Comedy Festival show.
Hey, Sam, I saw you outside your Comedy Fest show. You said if I wrote you, you'd write back.
But you didn't. I probably did because, yeah, not many people write to me. No, they do. Big Ick Energy.
I love that name.
At the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Actually, someone just messaged me out of the blue yesterday and just said Big Ick Energy is a great name for a comedy festival.
Great name. Yep. Great name.
Yeah. I'm about to sneeze, so I can't.
Okay. It's Sam's show.
I was wanting to plug my show. I need to plug my nose. I was about to sneeze.
Comedyfestival.com.au.
Yeah. It's called Big Ick Energy. Yeah. It's going to be fun. I've got a few songs in there, stand great, up. It's all new.
Great.
There'll be a little bit of, maybe a bit of Taylor Swift gear. There might be some stuff about my mum.
Love that. What about your dad? I love him.
Yeah. I know you love my dad. Not much about dad in there.
Ah.
Some stuff about haircuts.
Yeah.
And some stuff about the annoying people who drive loud cars. Basically just men that give me the ick, even though I'm not
true.
You know, I feel like that might be the theme of the show.
I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
So grab your tickets. I'll be there. And we'll see you next bloody week. Peace out, y'all.
Goodbye, Amores. Bing, bing.
Dear Harry, I wrote you, but you'd never reply. What, you're going to say a house elf took all the letters and you didn't get them because Darby was trying to stop you going to Hogwarts? You said if I wrote you, you'd write back.
And now you're in the blue car and you're talking smack.
Anyway, hit me back. Truly yours, your biggest fan.
This is...
Ron. This is Ran. Oh, the camera died. Fuck.
Oh, great.